News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Immigration raids began in U.S. cities Sunday, including New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, as authorities started to round up as many as 2,000 migrants who have been issued deportation orders. Michael Sullivan reports for VOA the stepped-up enforcement has angered Democrats, including many local officials, but it's applauded by supporters of U.S. President Trump.
Near San Diego Friday, protesters marched near the border. While in Washington, members of Congress described crowded and some said unsanitary conditions facing many detainees.
It is unnecessary to have a policy to detain innocent women and families that have harmed no person and are legally seeking asylum in the United States of America.
U.S. officials say they are overwhelmed with people trying to cross the border illegally, with the number now passing 100,000 a month. Republicans say it's a crisis. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President Trump attacked a group of Democratic U.S. congresswomen in Sunday's tweets. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. states along the southern part of the Mississippi River continue to receive heavy rains as what is left